skinny.
Hey, Lou, I got a great idea.
Let me hear it, man.
I want to change my name.
You want to what?
Yeah, well, I was thinking Ian isn't the most interesting of names, so I wanted to make it something a little bit more local.
Such as?
Niles River.
Not a chance.
What about Sam Alec?
No.
Mo Hondasine.
Next.
Herb Gatta.
What?
Sean L. Shake.
I don't think so, dude.
Alexandria?
Okay, stop it. Stop it now.
Pierre Ahmed and his wonder donkey, the Sphinx.
Where did you even get that donkey?
Internet.
Make sure you're listening to Nile on Demand, brewed by Beano's Cafe, every weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. with Ian.
Ramses the Third. I'm going to have to fire you.
Cairo's number one hit music station. 104.2 Nile FM.
Look into your eyes and see your love.
Christina Aguilera was heard on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. It is officially 10:56. I'm Erin in the studio with me, as she is every Monday, Marwa Raja, and we're talking about that one question that you've always wanted to ask a past partner or even someone that you are involved with that you just couldn't ask them because you were scared or whatever the reason may be. 6163 on the SMS. Also, before we dive into these SMS messages, I need to announce the winner for the Batman question. I said, what specially designed device does Batman wear around his waist to hold all of his gadgets? The answer is the utility belt. And the first person, I always take the first person who gets it in, and that's the bottom line. I try to be fair. And that would be NMH. Congratulations, you and one friend will be attending the Warner Brothers Nile FM VIP premiere of The Dark Knight in the Golden Star Cinema, and you're going to receive popcorn, Batman goodies, and you're going to get to eat some great food because it's being catered by Mori Sushi and Mirinda. And we'll get in touch with you on the SMS in a couple minutes and get all of your information and tell you how you can claim your tickets and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we're talking about that one question that you've wanted to ask someone you were in a relationship with, but just too afraid to ask. And Marwa, take it away.
Oh, my God. I have one very intense message. Now, let me focus on that. It's coming in four or five parts.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry for the way things went. I'm sorry for what is said and done, for what should have been said and done. I'm sorry for upsetting you, irritating you. For being there when I shouldn't and for not when I should have. I'm sorry for the useless words said, emotions conveyed, and intimacies created. I'm sorry for pretending to be your friend when I'm clearly not and won't be. I'm sorry for once hoping to be a partner and a lover. I'm sorry for the end, but I will always be thankful for your presence in my life. For a few stolen moments that weren't mine to claim.
And I know the song that he wants to hear.
Oh,
and
God.
And I will do my best
so
to get
intense.
It on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Well, you know what, Mystery SMSer, whoever you are, there is nothing to be sorry about. It's just, you know, like, well, I hope your partner is listening or your ex-partner is listening. And just move on, learn from the mistakes that you've done. And hopefully when you meet somebody else, you would be able to avoid those things and to read the signs. And I think all those apologies were because of some problem with communication, lack of communication.
That's usually what does it most of the time, in all honesty.
Yeah.
There was another one on here, too, from Sandy that I thought was really cute.
Yeah, Sandy. Sandy, where did you go? Ah, here she is. Hey, guys, I want to ask Mustafa, my boyfriend, this question. If I looked like an ape and watched Noor every night, would you still love me, sweetie? Sandy, you're adorable.
That is very adorable.
Yeah. All right, Mystery SMSer here says, I love the girl, and I wanted her to be the one, but we broke up because of her parents. We faced a lot of problems, and we stayed without getting in any relationship. And after 2 years of waiting without being in a relationship, she told me there are no feelings.
Ouch. Well, that kind of is going to lead us into our next topic for hour number two.
Mm-hmm. And I just texted that person and I said, what did the parents do? Because this is the topic for hour number two.
Exactly. And so stick around. That's definitely coming up. Want to congratulate NMH again for getting the answer for the Dark Knight VIP tickets correctly. This next hour, though, I will have a chance for you to score a 500 LE voucher for women's clothing from Adela Shack. And let's see if I can actually say the street name right. I'm going to try it.
Okay.
They're located at 12 Nady El Cid Street.
Cid.
Cid. I tried.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Nady El Cid Street. Nady El Cid. How do you, did I say it right?
It's the phonetics part, but
okay.
It's okay. You know, just say the shooting club.
All right, shooting club. They're open till midnight, 7 days a week. They're a true fashion authority in Egypt, and one day I will pronounce it correctly. I'm really, really trying. Need to close out this hour with a request. It's Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. Oops, I messed up. It happens, right? It happens. Leave it to me to make that happen right now. Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart on Kairos number one hit music station 104.2. Now it's time to actually press this button.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Kairos number one hit music station 104.2, Nile FM.
I'm always messing stuff up. That's okay. All right, this hour we're going to talk about families and how they interfere in relationships and just life in general. We'll kick it off with Daniel Bedingfield, If You're Not the One, right here on Kairos number one.
Does my soul feel glad today? If you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours this way? If you are not mine, then why does your heart return my call? If you are not mine, would I have the strength to stand at all? Never know what the future brings, but I know you're here with me now. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share my life with. I don't want to run away, but I can't take it. I don't understand. If I'm not made for you, then why?
Need you to know, girl, I don't wanna run away.
Lord, No Promises on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. It's about 12 after 11. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. It is Monday, which means the esteemed relationship guru, Mara Raja, is in the studio with me tonight, and she's yelling at the computer screen right now. It is slow, and it's been slow all day, actually, the SMS board. But what we're talking about this hour is a very intriguing topic for me, because we've had numerous conversations about my culture and the Egyptian culture and how they are definitely very different. And we were talking in the break about marriages in this country and how the family is very involved in that situation. And that's kind of what you want to touch on this hour.
Yep, and we already have a few SMSs. Now we have Mystery SMSer. Now this is the guy who just sent us saying that he had a great relationship with this girl, and then when he spoke to her dad, he said no, and the two of them stayed together without a formal commitment, and then after 2 years, the girl said, I don't have any more feelings for you. So I asked him, what did the parents do? And then he says, they did not want us to be together because her parents and my parents' friends, their friends. And he talked to her dad and told him that, for God's sake, you're destroying a good thing, and it may be a good thing for our future, but now I'm here alone. And when I talked to her dad, it was a very big stiff for me now, but now I can't get over her because we were perfect. And then he's asking, do you think it is a bad idea to have hope and to stick to your love and never surrender? Now, I'm going to reply to that after I read another SMS about the same topic.
Okay.
All right, there's another question. I deadly want to ask my ex-fiancé, can we try again with better versions of us and better understanding? I love that question.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to comment about that too.
Okay.
And then we have another mystery SMSer says, there is this girl I want to marry, so I always try to create good relationships between her and my mother. The problem that is my mother loves her on one day and helps her out with anything she needs, and then the other day she speaks behind her back in front of me without any reason. Should I cut the communication between them?
Ooh,
wow. Wow, okay. Now you keep those things coming up, you know, all the mother, girls, father, boys, you know, like everything that parents do and say that you feel that are hindering your relationships. So far, I've heard about age.
Mm-hmm.
He's too young or she's too old, or looks-wise, too dark, too fair, too ugly, too fat, too this, too that. Of course, money stuff, too poor. And I've heard classist stuff. It's like he's from a different social class or from a different educational background, or stuff about the parents don't get along. So just keep your stuff coming in. I want to know your experience.
I can honestly say I'm truly grateful that my parents are the way they are, in all honesty. Because I could never imagine in a million years that my dad going, I don't want you to marry him, he's too tall. Or he's too, you know, or he, you know what I mean? Like, he's too this or he's too that. You know, my parents, if you love someone and they love you back and they're going to be a good provider and a good husband and they care about you, and their whole world revolves around you, my parents are welcome them into the family.
It's a cultural thing.
It is a cultural thing. It is definitely a cultural thing. But I my dad's not going to be like, oh, so you're a serial killer. Go ahead, marry my daughter. I mean, there are certain stipulations that my dad requires someone who wants to marry me. That's,
of course.
You know, there's always, I'm his youngest daughter. So, of course, there's going to be rules, but I never have heard some of these things before.
Have you heard the job one? It's like you have to get married to a doctor?
No.
You're not supposed to marry a policeman?
No, I've never heard. No. My parents are like, marry whoever you want. You know, this is how it is. If they're going to be a good husband to you and be a good provider and be a good father to your children, and then so be it.
Yeah. All right, so should I answer those people, or are you going to cheer me up?
No, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll dive right into these.
There we go.
Okay.
All right.
On the way, music from Mariah Carey, Phil Collins, had a couple other requests, including Eric Clapton. Someone wanted me to play a song off the Once soundtrack, so stick around for that as well. It's coming up right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Darling, I had the most unusual dream today. I woke up on this exotic island, so I ran towards the balcony. Palm trees and crystal blue water surrounded me. Then you appeared in this paradise together with all our friends.
Honey, does that mean you're buying a new BMW? This summer, purchase your favorite BMW models until the end of August, and you could be the lucky winner of a private tropical island with five of your friends for a whole week of fascination. For more information, call 19BMW or visit BMW Display in Puerto Marina. BMW, sheer driving pleasure. Terms and conditions apply.
Man, every time I see you, you got a different track playing through your mobile phone. Is that Michael Jackson?
It is Michael Jackson, and I got it from the Superstar line. And if you call 09000-205 from any landline, you can download actual Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks.
Michael Jackson, I'm a huge fan of that, man. How do I get his ringtones and tracks again?
09000-205. That's the number for the Superstar line.
09000-205?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it, and you can have your very own Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia.
Begin transmission. Mix commencing. Mass commencing. Mix and Match, Thursdays, 8 p.m. Mixed by Zach. Your station, your music. Nile FM. End transmission.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
All I wanted to say.
92, Nile FM.
Phil Collins in Too Deep right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It's 11:28 across Cairo. You're tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, as every Monday from 10 to midnight, Marwa Raka. And we're talking about how families can interfere in relationships. That's our topic for this hour. Before we dive right back in, need to tell you how you can win a 500 LE voucher from Adela Shack. They're an established brand of women's fashion clothing right here in Egypt. So if you're a woman between 18 to 35 or a woman who feels between 18 and 35, you're going to find exactly what you're looking for. They have just amazing clothing, fashionable styles, uptown, whimsy, stylish. And this is how you can win a 500 LE voucher tonight. Pick one artist, two songs, two love songs from that one artist. Send it in to 6163. If I choose it at the end of the night, you'll win that 500 LE voucher. It's that easy. They're located at 12 Nedo Sid Street.
Good job.
And they're open until midnight, 7 days a week. They're a true fashion authority right here in Egypt. And pick one artist, two love songs from that artist, and send it in to 6163. Take it away.
Okay. So, Bon Voyage. He or she, they're saying, my story is funny. My mother loves my fiancé to the extent that she... Okay, so you're a guy. That she is taking her side and thinks I'm not good enough for her and that I'm playing her. So my role now is to win my mother back and to prove to her that I'm worthy of my fiancé. That is so cute.
It is cute.
That is so cute. And you know what, Bon Voyage? You have to be good. You have to win her back somehow. And you're lucky to have a mom like that, because a lot of problems happen when the mother does not approve or does not fully like the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then life becomes miserable.
What are some reasons why she wouldn't like the girl?
Number one is jealousy.
Oh, yeah, jealousy. Of course.
Yeah, this little young pretty woman is coming to take my man, you know. So jealousy is there.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be some mothers... I have to be honest here. Some mothers, they would have insight. They would feel that this girl is really not who she's pretending to be.
Right.
So they would see beyond the facade, whatever it is, sensitive, caring, tender, whatever. I have this friend of mine. He was dating this girl, mm-hmm. and then he introduced her to his mom. And his mom was like, no way. And he thought that his mom was his worst enemy, and he hated his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he always complained about her. And then they did get engaged. And then after that, the girl turned out to be everything the mom said she would be.
Oh, yeah, there's always going to be an intuition.
Yeah, so she could see right through her. But sometimes mothers, they tend to become a little bit too sensitive and a little bit too jealous. So if you're a man and if you're a smart man, you would continue paying attention to your mom. Lots and lots of love and attention so that she wouldn't feel that you're bringing another woman into her life.
Right.
It's like another daughter, and there's a big difference here.
Right.
What else do we have? All right, Ghera is saying, my parents refuse a lot of grooms, and when I reject someone they like, they call me stupid jerk. Well, they want the best for you, but if you really like someone, you have to have an argument to defend him, you know, Ghera?
Exactly.
You know, defend him, defend the guy. All right, now let's go back to the question before we went on a break. Now, should you insist on someone, or should you just surrender love? Aaron,
my culture,
you're just like thinking.
I am thinking because my culture is different.
Uh-huh.
And I think, in my opinion, if you know that person's right for you and your family doesn't like them, I'd plead my case like I was in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. And would you marry that person even if they say no, a straightforward no?
Me being the black sheep that I am, yeah.
You would?
I would. That's just the way that I am.
Mm.
You know, if it came down to it, I would.
Yeah, well, again, it's a cultural thing here, because I've seen a lot of stories where it was the girl. The girl went against her family's will, and she married the guy she was in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the first fight, he began telling her, like, you don't have a family, you don't have any kind of loyalty, and he kind of rubbed it in her face.
Well, see, that's terrible. My family would be upset with me, but they're not going to not talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'd be mad. Oh, yeah, I'd never hear the end of it from my father, but... I think when it comes down to it, you know what's best for you.
Yeah.
Especially when you get to my age, you know what I mean? I can mm-hmm. see if I was 18, 19, 20 years old,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to respect my parents' opinion when it comes to whom I'm supposed to marry. But you get a little older, and I think you realize, you start to notice things about people, and you learn about people. And I think when you get to a certain age, you can make your own decisions.
Yeah, you know what? That brings us to last time's topic about financial independence. If you're not financially independent, if you need your parents to finance your marriage and your wedding and your house and your car and your this and your that, you can never take a decision like that.
Right.
Ever.
Well, no, because you need them to finance your wedding.
Yeah.
But I think if you're to a certain point where you're financially stable and you're independent, and the person you want to marry is financially stable and independent, and you don't mind catching a little heat from your family, then so be it. That's just me, though. And I'm not telling, you know, I'm not saying this is what you're supposed to do. I'm just saying because of my culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good to know how it works elsewhere. But there has to be, like, a compromise somewhere.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to reach here. It's like you don't just give in like that, and at the same time, you don't be, like, really stubborn to offend your parents.
Well, yeah, you don't want to offend your parents, but I like I said, when you get to my age, it's almost like I think my dad trusts my judgment in who I want to marry, and I think as long as the person I want to marry is a good man with a good heart, and he can be a good husband and a good father and a good provider, and then I think my dad at this point in my life would just be like, so be it, you know, if this is what you want and you're happy, so be it.
Okay, so going back to Mystery SMSer's question, if you feel that her father is totally against it and your father has nothing to say to defend you because you said they were friends, I think you just need to let go, because holding on would not do you any good. And somewhere in the SMSs, you said that after 2 years, she said there are no feelings. So you're holding on to a memory, not to a person.
Right.
So I would say you just let go and walk away. You know, start something fresh.
Okay. We'll answer the other question when we come back to you and comment on the other one.
All right,
more great music coming up right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
And now, the new business offer.
The latest business offers are out now.
Breaking news. The greatest offer in the history of business, brought to you by Itza Salat. Subscribe now to Itza Salat Business Way 200 and receive on a monthly basis 200 free minutes to any mobile, 200 free minutes to any number of your choice, 200 free minutes to call your business colleagues, 200 free SMSs, a £200 discount on Itza Salat's USB modem. This, of course, is in addition to your £200 subscription value for any service of your choice. Also, ask about Business Way 35 and Business Way 100 offers. It's a lot business. Reach.
عايز تعيد بعربية جديدة؟ اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 093821 أو من أي محمول على 1721. مسابقتنا من غير سحب، لكن بتجميع أكبر عدد نقط. ودلوقتي عيد معانا بعربية موديل 2008 ب 60,000 جنيه. جاوب على الأسئلة العامة وجمع النقط. اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 093821 أو من أي محمول على 1721. معانا هتقضي أحلى الأوقات وهتعيد بأحلى العربيات.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
You.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Heaven on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron. Want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. In the studio with me is Marwa Raja. She's in the studio every Monday night from 10 to midnight. And the show is all about love in relationships. And if you want to get in touch with Marwa during the week, if you have a question about something that's going on in your life, you can visit her website at marwaraka.com.
Yeah. This is the first time Aaron says my website without having to look into a paper.
I'm afraid I'm going to spell it wrong. So get in touch. Or you can visit. We have a Facebook group as well, and it's After Dark if you're on Facebook. Go ahead and be part of our group. You can. Did you see the poetry that's posted on there now?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yes. So it's a place where you can post poetry. You can ask questions, leave comments, and we'll be sure to get back to you you know, with answers to some of your questions that you may have. But tonight we're talking about relationships and how your family can influence relationships in both a positive and a negative way.
All right. So before I go back to that, we had a mystery SMSer who sent this very long SMS to her ex-boyfriend where she was apologizing for everything, for being there, for not being there, all the stuff. And then she sent us another message now, and she's saying, I'm the one with the long SMS. Well, it wasn't lack of communication, as you said. It was one-sided love. He didn't love me. He just got used to my existence in his life. Ugh. Now, okay, now you sit there, young lady, and you listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
This one-sided love thing is the worst thing that you can do to yourself, to your self-esteem, and to your future emotional and mental and any kind of love life you'd ever have. You're just damaging yourself. You look yourself in the mirror and you say, I deserve to be loved. No, that's wrong. I deserve to be worshipped. That's how it should go.
There you go.
You don't take one-sided love. If he cannot see what you have to offer, then he's the wrong guy. If he cannot love you for who you are, then he's the wrong guy. You just walk away from that. You don't hold on to him. And you don't apologize. Definitely, you don't apologize. You owe yourself an apology for putting yourself through that. I hope that makes you feel like better and stronger somehow. All right, so going back to the family thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes families would reject like a guy or a girl for political reasons.
Okay.
And we have that a lot in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there is this big family with a huge last name.
Right.
And then they would insist that their son or their daughter would marry into a family of the same social status.
We have that back home too.
All right.
I mean, it's in my culture.
How do you go around that?
There really is no way around it, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good friend who is kind of a trust fund person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had X amount of dollars set up for him when he turned 21, and his parents expected when he married to marry a woman of his caliber.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out that way. He ended up marrying somebody who was in a different class, and it ended very poorly because of the family intervening in the situation. And this girl didn't love him for money, because he actually never told her when they met that he
mm-hmm.
had money.
Mm-hmm.
But his family was just like, no, 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 no. They basically said, if you don't divorce this girl, because they eloped.
They eloped.
Yes,
wow.
Because he knew that his family was going to have a problem. And basically his family said, if you don't divorce this girl, we're cutting off your money.
That's horrible.
It is horrible.
Yeah, so we have the political thing here. And we have a question. Hey, I met this amazing girl on Facebook, and we actually went out yesterday, and I'm in love with her, but she doesn't like having boyfriends. What should I do?
Hmm.
All right, now there are a few things wrong with this scenario. First of all, meeting the girl on Facebook, and then you met only once, and then you say that you're in love, and then she doesn't like having boyfriends. This is a very bad combination for anything.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is a great place to meet people and to make friends and, you know, like to get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't fall in love with someone because you were chatting online or you exchanged emails and exchanged pictures.
Right.
And you've met only once. Now, here's my advice for you. I would like you to see her at least 6 more times and then come back and ask that question.
Okay.
Right?
That's
six
fair.
More times. Six more times. If you still feel the same way about her, then we can talk. Now, about the fact that she doesn't like having boyfriends, let's leave the labels aside. I mean, like when you were chatting and when you were exchanging messages on Facebook, you were together. And boyfriends and friends and fiancé, it's more or less the same thing as long as you have good intentions. So if she doesn't like the word boyfriend, say special friend.
Right.
Let's go for that.
Okay.
But you have to go out with her 6 times, and then you come back and you tell me how you feel about that girl.
Exactly.
That would be a good indicator here.
Okay. Alrighty, here's the deal. We actually have to take a break and come back and wrap up the show, but I need to still let people know they can win a 500 LE voucher from Adela Shack, their established brand of women's clothing right here in Egypt. And this is how you win this gift certificate. What you need to do is pick one artist, pick 2 love songs from that artist, send them in to 6163. If I choose your 2 songs to close out the show tonight, you will win that 500 LE voucher from Adele Shack. They're located at 12 Ned Ased Street, and they're open till midnight 7 days a week. They're a true fashion authority right here in Egypt. So pick one artist, two love songs from that artist. Send it in to 6163, and I will announce the winner coming up right here on Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
Wow, is that a Shakira track playing through your phone?
Yeah, and everyone can download them by calling 09000-110.
Everyone?
Yes, if you're a fan of Shakira, just call the Superstar line at 09000-110, and you can download Shakira ringtones for your mobile and even download her tracks. It's that easy.
I'm a huge fan of Shakira. How do I get those ringtones again?